No ornaments, nothing, like a very little baby, only kya, 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 only weeping like this. So, there was pastime in Gokul, not in Mathura prison. So, also, when Krishnadas kahan gaya? So when in the night Udgija, unconscious. क्या हुआ क्या हुआ नंद को आनंद हुआ आप भय यशोदा लाल तो when in the night Krishna took birth in Gokul and simultaneously in prison as a Vasudev Narayan like Narayan having so much opulence not as a baby not as a boy but like himself God of God. After that, Vasudev took Krishna and he went to Gokul and when he was going there, the Krishna in Gokul, in the lap of Yashoda, he took that four-handed Krishna and mixed in him. So one baby became there. And after 15 minutes, also girl was there from the womb of Yashoda. So in from Yashoda too, one Krishna, and after that his sister, younger sister, Yogamaya. And that is why in Srimad Bhagavata it has been told. That when Krishna took the feet of that girl, Yogamaya, and wanted to put it on the any stone that she should die, at once this baby, this girl, went on a sky and he knocked from her leg to the Kansa head, and the Kansa was just so stoned. That this is my, she is my Aradhya Devi, Durga Devi. And she is telling that those who kill you has taken birth in another place. Oh, what to do? At that time Sukadeva Goswami has told that the younger sister of Krishna went away in the sky from the hands of Kams. So, who is the brother of this Yogamaya? Who took birth in Mathura, in prison, are there? Understand something? Who?
Gokul.
In Gokul. So, Krishna is elder brother of that Yogamaya. Who escaped from the hands of Kansa and went in the sky and became eight-handed Durga. And she told that don't do any nonsense thing. Your killer has taken birth in any place. Next day, in morning, all knew that, oh, Yashoda has given one very beautiful, like cloud a sun, and they became so happy. In whole Braja, this news went like fire everywhere, and all Brajavasi taking ghee, rabdi, curd, milk, butter, they began to come there, decorated well. All the wives of gopis. Gop, they also coming, and they all gathered in the courtyard of Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya, and they began to sing this kirtan. Nanda ko anand hua, jai kanaiya lal. Nanda ko ananda says.
Nanda ke ananda bhayo jai janaiya lami. Nanda ke ananda bhayo jai janaiya lami.
Then, at that day, very broad the Utsav Hua,
festival
was. Nanda Baba gave in donation so many chariots, so many horses, and lakhs cows decorated with gold and silver. That less and less out today. When Krishna was taking birth in the house of not in prison by Devaki, when he took birth, Vasudeva also wanted to give some donation, but he was in prison, he couldn't do. So he made up his mind that I am giving 10,000 of very beautiful cows with cuffs and decorated with gold and silver. And when he came out of prison, he fulfilled his that desire. He gave like that. And Nanda Baba, at the same day, he began to give it. In charity, so many cows, gold, and all things, what he has in his house, unke ghar mein jo kuch tha, what he has in house, he donated at all. But it was very wonderful thing that from where all used to again fulfill. He used to give everything, but again fulfill. So they took curd, mixed some haldi,
tamarind,
and like this doing, and like this, oh, this here on cows, cock, all person, they used to make bathing by that thing, they do it. So like mud, it became the house of Yashodaji. All were so much happy that in these old days they had one, a very beautiful sun, then all become foreground. Daily, new kinds of Mahotsav festivals were going on. On the third day, Nanda Baba went to Mathura to pay some taxes to Kans. Before, he was not going anywhere. He was actually in the renounce order, no son, nothing, and always remembering Bhagwan Narayan. But when a child came, himself Krishna came, he gave up all these things and he became so worried to how to support this boy. I must have so opulent, so much wealth, so many cows, good palatial building for this boy. So, if Krishna is our son, then we can have like this thing. Oh, so much wealth, opulence, so many chariots, so many horse and cows and everything, so many gardens. But if not, then what should we do in the renounce order? Always serving, always remembering, always doing kirtan like this. So now he was worried that Kans should not do anything bad for this little boy. So I must pay him taxes so that I will be out of worry. So he went there. And what became? So we'll tell Sutana. No one? So bolo. Bolo toji. What became of Sutana? How she came on third day? Ajao yana. And in very brief, we will go very rapidly.
On third day, when Nand Baba with his other cowherd friends
went to pay the taxes, so Kansa sent Lady Demon. She came in the shape of.
He collected all the demons in the night and told that my Aradhya Devi, Durga Devi has told that he has taken birth anywhere, Vishnu, so he should be killed. So all of you try to discover that boy and to kill. So all going here and there, and this Putana, one of the very strongest demon, Kans took her like his sister. He called him, "Oh sister, I am so worried that a very little boy has taken birth anywhere and he will kill me. Can you save me?" "Oh, why not?" And he took a very beautiful shape of very gopi and went flying and went to where?
He came to Gokul. And she was going through the different houses. At last, she came to the palace of Nand Maharaj. Then Krishna was there. She went in.
One question here. Though Bhom Vrindavan, this Vrindavan also in world, but this Vrindavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and all are out of Maya. Sachidananda. Vrindavan is also Sachidananda. How this demon went there? How? Demon cannot go to Guru Vrindavan. Similarly, they should not go to Krishna Dham. It was Krishna Dham. How she went? Being a demon? Bolo.
This is called Naimittik Leela. Actually, this pastime doesn't happen in the house.
Because, you know, this fact?
Which fact?
How this demon went to Sachidananda Vrindavan Bhumi in Braja, in the palace of
Yoga,
courtyard of there?
She was the sister of Bali Maharaj and she had some, she has some very bad desires towards him, so because of this. No, Yog Maya, this is the reason you are telling true, but something more, you should know all these facts, otherwise in whole life you cannot know all these facts, hidden facts.
Yog Maya always makes the pastimes of Krishna new. If a man has his beloved always with her, always, then both will not care for each other. And prema, affection will be old. So Yog Maya knows how to make it fresh and fresh, new and new. That is why Yog Maya calls that demon and she takes Krishna in his lap and she gives poison in Krishna's mouth. Bad job, job. Krishna's mouth. हम इसको कहते हैं तो ये बोलता है, नहीं उसको कहते हैं तो बोलता है. ठीक है बाबू, आज ये नहीं जाएंगे, कोई बात नहीं, जाना जरूरी नहीं है, जितना जरूरी इसको खत्म करा. ठीक, अच्छा, हाँ ठीक. देन सी गेट पॉइजन इन द माउथ ऑफ कृष्णा, बट कृष्णा चॉक्ड not only that poison but also her soul also, and thus she was liberated and she fly in the way in the akash sky. Oh save me, my brother comes, save me, save me. She wanted to force Krishna with the power of 10,000 elephants, but she could not do. Then he flew in a sky and calling Kamsa, Kamsa. But Krishna told that those who come to me, I never give up them. I will never give up. You cannot go out of Raj. I am seeing how you are going. So he took his ears and he was choosing his soul also, and she fell flat there on the garden of Kamsa, and Kamsa's garden was smashed there. She could not go and she could not tell this fact to Kamsa. Kamsa was worried that my sister has gone there but never returned. And whole life he never returned. After that, Krishna was telling so many roles and pastimes. Shaktasur, Trinavasa, and all were killed there. And Krishna was like a baby, not doing anything. Like doing, playing with force here and there, like was sometimes taking this, sometimes this in mouth and playing on the flute bird. Shaktasur came and he was turned over there and he was killed. Trinavasa also. After that, what became of Damodar Leela? Who will tell? In a brief, you should tell. Krishna became an age of 2.5. All in Braj were making merry, and Krishna was installing butter here and there. And they began to complain with Yashoda for this. And then what became?
As the gopis, they were complaining to Mother Yashoda that your son is coming to our house and he's stealing makan. Krishna was... Krishna would go with Balaram and friends. They would climb up on grinding mortar in the houses of the other gopis, and Krishna would get the butter, yogurt, and he would start to eat and give to friends. The monkeys would come. He would start to feed the monkeys. And so the gopis in the homes, they would come and find Krishna and rebuke him. And Krishna, being young boy, he would get...
Not young boy.
Baby.
Baby of two halves.
Two and a half.
2 years.
Baby. Krishna being baby.
Quite
he would
naked. Here, there.
So he
taking butter everywhere with his so little boy. Very naughty.
So as naughty boys do, when they don't get their way, then Krishna would fall down on the ground, pass urine, he'd run to the little other little babies that were there in the other houses, and he would, you know, pinch their feet.
Yeah.
And then they'd start crying. He'd grab the calf by the tail, and they'd start rolling him around. So in this way, Krishna, who's bringing...
Sometimes giving hands in the mouth of dog.
Hands in the mouth of dog.
Yes, sometimes quarreling, wrestling with a very big, big bull's horn. Began to climb up on their ear. So many things.
So in this way, Krishna, he was such a naughty boy. And the residents of Vrindavan, they'd be, on one hand, they'd be in ecstasy seeing these pastimes and enjoying these different pastimes. But then they would go to Mother Yashoda and they'd say, your boy Krishna, your babe Krishna, he's such a naughty boy. He comes, he's stealing the makan, he's stealing the yogurt, and he's urinating on the floor, he's making the babies cry, he's creating so much. What's wrong? So in this way,
they complain to Yashoda? Do you know?
Why? What they complain? Do you not have? You not, no. No, I don't know.
Because the pastimes of Krishna were so pleasant that all gopis wanted that Krishna should come daily in my house and he should play here and I will taste all these things. So they were seeing that Yashoda is not tasting anything boyhood pastime. So she should be called and she should also see like us these very beautiful and sweet pastimes. So they complained. Not complaining, but they are telling that, oh Yashoda, your voice, how beautiful, how sweet movement, how sweet playing. You don't know, you should try to know. And that is why in the shape of complaints, that all these things that they are complaining. But actually not complaining, to see that, oh Yashoda is not so much fortunate to see like us. That is why they are telling. Then?
So Mother Yashoda, she would call Krishna and say, Krishna, is this true? You're eating makan. And then Krishna would say,
you should not tell the stool and urine these things. Try to avoid all this.
So.
Only all these beautiful pastimes.
So Krishna, you say, Menei Makankaya. He says, Mother, I have not taken makan.
I have not stolen makan. And then
Mother Yashoda says, so why is your mouth whitish? So Krishna, his son, blackish, and this beautiful thing with Krishna with the
yogurt, the butter still smeared on his mouth, and he's saying, no, I haven't taken makan, and Master, but look at your mouth. So she would chastise Krishna and keep Krishna home. And then the gopis from the other place, from the other houses.
Oh, why your mouth is like so? Why? Krishna answered that a monkey came and he was taking butter from my hand. I was not eating, and I was driving that monkey from there, from your house. I am guarding. But that monkey came naughty and gay. But why your hands are full of butter? Oh, you don't know. My mother has given a very good golden and pearl necklace and what?
Bracelet.
And it is so warm. So I thought that it is burning sensation. So I said, give my hand in the only
to cool it down.
Cool down. I'm not taken. Once a gopi caught hold him, red handed.
Oh.
When he was giving hands in the pot, and a gopi who was there standing anyhow behind a cot anywhere,
yes,
and she at once catch hold of Krishna. What are you doing? You are stealing curd or butter? No, mother. What are you doing? Oh, my cup has fallen in this pot. And I'm searching him. Oh, where is your cup? Cup cannot fall down in this little vessel. Oh, I'm making you so. And he gave hands and took a marble cup from there. My father has given. I was playing with him. He fell down. No. So like this. Go on now. There are so many beautiful past times. Very sweet. It will take so many days to explain all this.
So the other gopis, they would, after some time, Krishna was reprimanded by Mother Yashoda. She would keep him at home. So then the gopis, they would, because Krishna wasn't coming to their house anymore, and they're missing Krishna, then they would go to Mother Yashoda and say, where's Krishna? Why he's not coming to our house? Because Krishna, as Prabhupada explained in Krishna book, that Krishna is the sunasaur of everybody in Vrindavan. That even though the gopis, they have their children, but still their priti, their love for Krishna is even more than for their own kids.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
So this Suda Vatsalya priti was so strong that always, even though they're complaining, but at the same time they're completely enjoying the pastimes of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she's thinking that why Krishna has to go and take makan and curd from other houses? Is it, do we not have good makan? Am I deficient in any way? So she was thinking, and then she said, maybe it must be because the maidservants, how they're making. So she decided that I will make myself, and then I'll be able to keep Krishna home. So she got up in the morning very early. She was making, she was boiling the milk, and then Krishna woke up and Krishna started to cry. So she went over and she went to breastfeed Krishna. While she was breastfeeding Krishna, meantime, then the milk, it was boiling over. So Gurudev explained in Australia that how Mother Yashoda, she's directly doing service for Krishna. But even though she's relishing her direct service, but to engage others. She sees that the milk is boiling over, and the milk will not have the opportunity to engage in service, so she goes over to, the milk was committing suicide in this way, by just boiling over, because milk was seeing that, oh, Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna, I will not get a chance to serve.
So in this way
she goes over to take care of the milk. So then Krishna, he sees that Mother Yashoda has neglected him, and because Krishna is very naughty, then he starts to pout and get angry. So then he picks up a rock.